Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please use it to your advantage. We update it every day for you, even on the holidays. That's right, folks. Even on the holidays, we got new stuff going up there. I chain my people to their desks. They don't get to leave. We make sure they stay right here. And we always got new stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out and use it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Tom Anastasius with us. He's our good friend, the author of The Successful Entrepreneur, America's Dream Done Right. Dr. Tom Anastasi. Tom, thanks again for hanging out with us. Tell us how we can find you and your book, please.
Book, Amazon.com or GlenbridgePublishing.com, a great publisher in Colorado, or my website if you want a signed copy. And by the way, signed copies of my or any book make amazing gifts. It really makes the book special. And I will autograph it right to the person also. Write a little note and great present.
I tell people who have my book that my autograph will definitely impact the value of the book. I won't promise them which way. But it will definitely impact the value. Hey, Tom, we're talking about Black Friday. We're talking about retail and how small business owners can really think of the long view. You know, don't worry about whether you can compete with big boxes on Black Friday. That's just a hysterical moment in time, Black Friday. But think about how you can get your share of the business for the long game. Play the long game. And you got some merchandising ideas. Tell us about it.
Yeah, no, we cannot compete with the big guys on price. I mean, that's a given. But we can steal as many ideas as we can from them about merchandising because they spend a lot of money doing marketing research, and we can borrow those ideas. Let me give an example. There's a small independent pharmacy in the town that I live in, and if you can kind of picture it, it's a 4,000-square-foot pharmacy, which is pretty big, But he has the prescription counter. As soon as you walk in the door, there's only one door, maybe 20 feet from the door. So what happens? People come in to get their prescription. They go right to the pharmacy counter, and then they leave. Well, how does CVS do it? They don't have their pharmacy counter in the front. They've got it way in the back.
Right. You got to go buy the candy and, oh, yeah, I forgot. That's right. I need deodorant. I forgot about that.
Well, if you actually look at it, it's not even, all their aisles aren't even lined up straight because they want you to zigzag through the store.
That's right. It irritates me.
It does, but what happens is that people say, oh my gosh, I needed to get batteries or I needed
to get
something else. And things like cards, greeting cards are very high margin because the cost is so little, but that's okay. So what happens is his greeting card section is way over, and no one is ever there, even during times like Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why did he do this? Well, he wanted to make things easy for people. Well, it was killing his sales because there were no add-ons. And so what we did is we changed around the merchandising so you couldn't go directly to the pharmacy counter. You had to go buy some add-on things. And then we did things like signage, you know, holiday cards this way. Oh, my gosh, I have to get a card for my mother-in-law. And it is a small pharmacy, so they do have things that you would find in kind of like a little boutique store you might find in a resort place. They have a lot of very interesting things you could never find someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
That increased his add-on sales dramatically because just the pharmacy alone isn't going to pay for the overhead. You need to have those add-on sales.
Right.
And so you want to have it so people just won't go in and go out. Very, very important. And the other thing is that his counter was completely clean. Hmm. And, you know, in one way that's good. But again, if you look to any retailer, what are they going to have? They're going to have a lot of things at the register which are going to be impulse buys.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of them only cost $3 or $4 or $5, but, you know, for instance, you know, little squares of fudge. He had a candy store.
Mm-hmm.
Is one of his things that nobody ever went
to. Would that fudge have pecans in it?
It would.
Okay, then I'm history. I'm there.
You're there. Okay,
yeah, I'm automatic.
And so what happened? He would have just a little fudge. Now, a little tiny little cube of fudge for a dollar. Well, people sit there, it's only a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get that. Oh, my gosh. This is the best
fudge. Well, see, the problem,
had.
I would buy two, Tom. I wouldn't just buy one. It would actually cost me $2.
I know. But that's
especially
a good problem for him to have.
Especially if it had pecans in it.
And so one of the things he found was that he got all those additional add-on sales, mm-hmm. and he would constantly change that. Steal ideas from retailers. For instance, one of the things, if you look
here's
at...
Can I throw another one out at you? Steal an idea from McDonald's. If you buy a hamburger from them, it costs less than the Coke that you have to wash the hamburger down.
Oh, it does. And but the margin on the Coke is astronomical.
Yeah, that's my point. But I can't just buy a hamburger. I have to have something to drink. So the hamburger's only a dollar. The Coke's $1.50.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So that's,
and they actually lose money on that hamburger.
Yeah, probably, they probably do. Hey, Tom, give us that website again, please.
It's TomAnastasi.com.
And the book is called The Successful Entrepreneur, America's Dream Done Right. Hey, Tom, thanks for helping us out with some retail thoughts today. Will you come back again real soon?
Oh, absolutely.
And I hope your wife comes back safe and sound, by the way. She's been out Black Friday-ing, so you'll have to give us a report on that. Thanks, Tom. We'll see you next time.
I will. Thanks.
Tom Anastasi, folks, he'll be back. I will be too after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.